ओम शांति। सो द टॉपिक दिस मॉर्निंग इज चैलेंजेस इन आवर पर्सनल एफर्ट्स। ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन इज अ चैलेंज बिकॉज वी हैव डेवलप्ड संस्कार्स ऑफ बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस एंड इम्प्योरिटी ओवर अ लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम 63 बर्थ्स एंड नाउ इन पार्ट ऑफ अवर वन बर्थ वी वॉन्ट टू ट्रांसफॉर्म देम कंप्लीटली। सो एवरीबडी मे हैव देयर ओन डीप रूटेड इम्प्योरिटी and especially with body consciousness and the sanskars that we have developed to hide ourselves, no? To hide our impurity by wearing masks because of that, sometimes it becomes very difficult to see oneself. Even if we want to be honest, we may not be able to be honest with ourselves. And we cannot see ourselves clearly because we haven't broken those masks completely. So to see those deep-rooted sanskars, naturally one has to be introvert, honest to oneself and really check oneself as what's wrong with me. Because even if somebody tells us, we feel more offended. We don't want to listen to our own weaknesses and sometimes, you know, if somebody tells us, then we say, oh no, it's your weakness. Or sometimes if seniors point out, we start thinking, who must have told them about my weakness, who must have complained, so we start churning on that. So it's a difficult thing for us to really realize. If I haven't realized, it's so difficult to transform myself. And unless we have that determined thought, it becomes the old sanskar come up, or we work on one sanskar and another sanskar props up, or when the situation is difficult, then those weaknesses come up. Those ugly sanskars come up, so one needs to be really honest and determined to see oneself, otherwise it's difficult. Another challenge is, we have pressure of time, demanding jobs, stressful situation, that also stagnates our effort, because we find that some of us doing lokik job, then some of us have lokik or alokik family and responsibility. We are so busy. Main thing is no time to even sit and have yoga, proper yoga, or sit and introspect or write our chart or check our chart. We may not have time because of so many things happening, service programs, service projects, visitors coming to our country or city. So we are busy, 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 and no time for self-service or self-checking. Also, one of the challenges that can hinder our effort is some karmic accounts. Because we always have to face so many karmic accounts of 63 births. In this last birth, we had to clear. So maybe financial problem, relationship problem, sanskar clashes, health problems, all these are challenges that we might have to be facing. And especially I find sanskar clashes with people with whom we are living together. No, we are struggling with relationships, so the intellect is pulled all the time to those people rather than Baba. We may sit in remembrance of Baba and the incidents of past occur in our mind, and we are pulled by here and there and everywhere, which makes the things much more difficult, and we are not able, because basic is to see ourselves, be soul conscious and remembrance of Baba to help ourselves to change. But that distractions because of involvement in so many things or so many people. Sometimes, you know, solving other people's problem, we are thinking about their problem and rather than remembering Baba, how to help them. And that distracts us from our self-effort. So we find that all those challenges come in our way, and it really takes lots of time and energy to reach to our goal. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We are very quickly attracted. The experience, as soon as we come to Baba, very positive, joyful, harmonious. Everything is touching our personality. And when we enter, or we become one of the bead of this unlimited rosary, we think it's so easy. Why not? One can be part of 108. Always Baba said, 108, only 108. And I always thought, why not all of us have so much faith, so much love for Baba, deep understanding of knowledge, life is for service. Why should be only 108? There is out of 900,000, only 108? It's only when we move further and further, we realize it's really life of challenges. It's a very pleasant life of Brahmins. We have choice. This is our choice. We have decided and we want. So it's not a difficult life. We make it difficult ourselves when we don't accept. We don't accept what I have to do. And that is challenge, that to remain contented with the self. Whatever is my capacity, I'm doing the best. I like to do the best. My life is for Baba and it is best of my everything I give. And yet to remain satisfied from that, it's always feeling that Baba wants something more than family's expectations. They want something more. And then challenges. Let everyone from me, whoever is in my connection, seniors or my companion, service companion, or whoever I am instrument responsible for service, they are contented with me. Because they expect, because when they accept us, they accept us that we are example for them. So they cannot accept anything which is not of their expectations. Because it is just like we want. And so to fulfill that, it's a challenge. Baba will accept us easily, but we accept each other. There is a feeling that effort should be made, and efforts are being made. But to accept weakness of others, or whatever they are working for, to maintain patience. So there is two challenges in service field: tolerance and patience. An acceptance of whatever. Yesterday in the meeting there was very nice way of sharing. But there is a challenge in us to change the attitude, because in the East we are trained. Mama and Baba very lovingly said everything. Didis, Dadis said everything very loving but very strong. They could not see even a little bit mistake of others, no? And that we felt it was love. Really feeling of love. Because they want to protect us. And when this realization, even a criticism is there, Baba Mama spoke directly in the Murlis. Many, many incidents are there. Baba mentioned the name in the Murli. Directly in the group of 500, 400 or 1000 were there. You don't have yoga? Or different ways of giving corrections. And it was the feeling of it is not insult. It's a love and accepting that, seeing their vision for us. So this is what now in the West, the first thing is to accept. Accept whatever they are. So this is like a personal effort to accept wherever, whatever each one is. The original quality is good. So for me it is just I always pay attention. I'm speaking now my personal thing. I always pay attention that my heart remains clean. No matter whatever clash of sanskaras or weaknesses are there, I don't want to keep it the imprints of this. Means personality I understand, that is clear because the intellect understands and accepts. But to keep the heart clear, so this is what then consciousness for that person. The loving feeling never changes. In spite of, I'm very quick in speaking and reacting, no? Strong in this aspect. But at the same time, I always feel my love should not become less. Because that is damage to my own personality. And that will create waste thoughts. So in this aspect, acceptance is there. But at the same time, it should be with sweetness. It should be with the different aspects. So these efforts are there. Om Shanti.